Rachim chapter of Mishnayot, Einain Tovel Vo'echel is Piskei La'arev. And Einain, that we mentioned before, he is able to go to the mikveh and he is able to eat his Korban Pesach that night, right? We mentioned that before. That if he has a close relative that passed away Erev Pesach during the day, so the Einain that night is not an Einain according to Torah law anymore, but what he must do is we make him go to the mikveh and then he's able to eat his Korban Pesach that night. Avalob Kadashim, but not other sacrifices, because other sacrifices, the rabbinical extension of Aninus into the night means that he can't eat other sacrifices that night. It was only waived, that rabbinical restriction was only waived for the Korban Pesach, but not for other Korbanos. Hashomea al Meso, someone who hears about the death of a relative, meaning a relative passed away, a close relative some time ago, but in, let's say, a distant land, and there were no, right, SMSs or whatever in those days. So sometime later, he hears that the relative has passed away, and it's Pesach night, let's say tonight's Pesach, and he hears about it today. So in this case over here, we'll see that he can still eat of the Korban Pesach. There's no Torah Aninus now, because the person actually passed, he's already buried and passed away ages ago. Now, Malakat Lo Atzamos, also if the bones of the relative are interred, meaning that they moved from one grave to another grave on Erev Pesach, but he didn't do the moving, right? He just instructed it. In both of these cases, Tovel v'Eichel b'Kadoshim, he can go to the mikveh and he can eat any sacrifice, right? Not only the Korban Pesach, any sacrifice in these two cases. Gash and Iskaya b'Erev Pesach, a non-Jew who converts Erev Pesach, b'Shama Omrim Tovel v'Eichel es Piskei La'arev, he can go to the mikveh and he can eat his Korban Pesach that night as normal, as any other Jew. Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel have a stringency. They say, HaPoeresh min ha'ola, kaPoeresh min ha'kever, that someone who is, he separates from his foreskin, it's like one who separates from the grave, meaning he's impure. Now, what we're saying over here, what Beis Hillel is saying over here, is not that he's actually really impure, but what we're worried about is that if this non-Jew is going to say, right, last year when I converted, what did I do? I went to the mikveh and I ate a Korban Pesach. The following year, what we're worried about is that he'll be corpse impure and he won't go through the process of being sprinkled on the second day and the seventh day with the blood of the red heifer, and he won't go through the process and he'll come to eat the Korban Pesach in impurity. So what we do is if he converts, from the time he converts until he eats his first Korban Pesach, say Basil, we have to put him through that process to teach him that if he is impure with corpse impurity, he has to go through this proper purification process. And therefore, if he converts just before Pesach, we don't allow him to eat the Korban Pesach out of concern for what might happen in future years.